forgot their name, so.
Sorry, you've forgotten all of them.
Okay.
So, do you know them or?
The names?
Yeah.
Okay, Russ or one name?
Yeah.
Russ?
Yeah, I know the, yeah, I think it's three.
Well, Don. Don, W.
W, oh, okay. Oh. What's your name?
Paul.
What's Paul? W I E S.
Z, not with Z.
Z.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Matthew.
What's your name?
What?
What's your name?
Hello. Very good. I was a little short on time.
Yeah, me too, so.
Yeah, same.
Oh, no, no, just, here's my.
Oh.
So, let's have a look, we have 40 minutes, so it's more than enough. Imagine. Okay, perfect. So, we have. So we have 40 minutes for this second meeting. So we have to make sure that we going that we are sure that we are that we know what we're going to make, what the product is going to like look like. First, I have the notes of the last meeting, so I show them to you. No, sorry, I just escaped this one. How do I escape this? How do I escape this? This presentation. And show. Sorry. Okay. So have a look at this one. Okay. So the points we had last meeting was the should be a universal remote control. No, that's by I just got an email from the personal coach, and it should be a TV remote control only. So. Have you changed that part? So yeah, it still has to be a remote control for kids and elderly. It's still the same. Are these points we have to look at? You all know them. But there's another point. The main people of interest of this company are 40 plus people, so they are old and not younger people. We have to look at that as well. Especially old people, maybe bigger buttons or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's it. So just, you can do your presentation for.
Okay. Okay. Well, my name is Jens Dallon. I'll start it. I've used the marketing report on the site. I think you've read it too. And furthermore, I served as in the other side.
I didn't read it, really, so.
You didn't read it?
I didn't get
no.
it.
Oh, okay, I was the only one who got it.
Yeah.
Okay, it was a report about an experiment with a lot of users, and they had a lot of findings in their report with statistical proof. So I had three pages with findings. And a lot of findings, so we can use this to create our own remote control. 75% of the users find most remote controls ugly. Yeah, I think that's a lot. So we have to make a beautiful remote control. 80% of the users would spend more money when a remote control would look fancy. I think this fits at the what Michiel said about older people. Older people will spend more money for something what's good, because younger people are more critical about where they spend their money at. 75% of the users said they zap a lot. Well, okay, that's normal. I think we have to make good zap buttons, but that's one of our requirements.
Last point, quite interesting.
Yes, 50% of users say they only use 10% of the buttons.
Macano
already said it,
yeah.
And maybe our full open system is a good one, but I don't think it's.
Yeah, if you have the 10%
on the top, then you're. Yeah, the 10% on the top, yeah. That's a good one. Page 2, remote controls are often lost somewhere in the room. That's exactly what we said about maybe a home station for it, to recharge the batteries or something. I thought maybe we could make a clap system, so when you clap in your hands, it will beep or something. You must find it quickly.
Maybe just a button on the home station, so remote control beeps and then you click that button on the home station.
Okay, yeah. And we can combine that. It takes too much time to learn how to use a new remote control. I think we must take a look at this. It's only 34%, but it's a tough one, because if we make a whole new product or own style, this is so difficult, a difficulty, I think. Next, remote controls are bad for RZ. Yeah, but only if they zap a lot and they watch over 5 hours TV or something. We mustn't look too much at the last point. Okay, last page. The last experiment was about gadgets, like speech recognition. We didn't think about that already. And an LCD on the remote control. We already talked about that. They finally had a conclusion that younger people under an age of 45 are more interested in new features, but they are more critical. And older people want to spend more money, but they don't want to have a lot of new features, because they're in their old thinking way, and they want to keep the old things, the old things.
So we have a new
age. But you already said that the company was about 40 plus clients.
Yeah, so we just can skip the LCD.
I think we can speak. We can skip speech recognition directly, because
yeah.
It's not reachable for €25. Then I have my personal preference. Okay, that's not very good, because I thought about television, DVD, player, stereo, and VCR. I had a question about, but it's already out of the question. This. My point is, well, if we may make a remote control for only television, I think it's hard to sell it for €25, but it's the exercise.
Because it's too expensive.
Yeah,
yeah.
Only for television. On the market you can now buy for €20 a remote control for everything, and we only make it for television, so we must make it very special.
Yeah, good usability, so you can use it.
Okay, I thought about the home station. It must be simple, because the elderly people needs to use it. And I found the motto, and we put the fashion in electronics. And that's the motto we are referenced to for our style. We have to make a new product. We have to be one of a kind, I think.
So it has to look
the company is about their own fashion, their own style.
Yeah,
but old people are not looking for that.
Well, I think.
Not really.
I think the main thing is the usability. That's why we can make it
special. To keep it simple and use.
We also have to stand out, because there are already, like you said, so many controls out that support a lot of stuff, but we have to make sure that we're better in usability and stand out by just the looks of it, so make it just a different color or a different shape. So.
Okay, this was my presentation. I don't know.
So, Paul, we can do this. It's on the net.
There it is. Okay, technical functions design. Okay, well, so we have bot audience. That isn't true anymore, but we have elderly people, so we need to keep it simple. The way I want to keep it simple is to use the standard. So standardized methods, like on all remote controls. Not to fool, like Jens already said, only 10% is being used.
So what do you think of only the numbers and the on button?
Yeah, I have them on the next page, but yes, basic functions like numbers and that sort of stuff. So the options that we put on there should be easy to use, and because you have more room then, and for elderly people, big buttons, an icon on it or text on it, so it's very clear what that button does. So it doesn't take much time to figure out how to use it. A way to find out what people use is maybe just use questionnaires on the internet, or just ask some random people, elderly people, what they use, what they want on the remote control, to find out. But there was already in one done. Well, functions I could think of: volume, channels, the basic, I called it the numpad, just 1, 2, 3, etc. Text service options, basic on off, and I found in could I think of favorites. I always look up the same pages on text, and I always have to click the number. But if you could make a new option, that you just have to press one button and get on your...
Yeah, but then you have to remember what favorite is what channel, so you might as well remember the number.
No,
maybe it's too complicated. I'm not sure.
Well, it was just a thought, so I would find it handy, I think, when you just press one button and you get on 666.
Yeah, okay, but how can you remember what channel next to what?
Well, what I was reading on the page, remote control just sends commands, basic commands to the television. So switch to channel 6.
Yeah.
So button 6 says 6. And if you make favorites, it can say 666 in a row. Just numbers.
Yeah, okay, but
in the in the
for a user to remember, if I press that button, it goes to that channel.
Well, if you set a favorite.
Yeah, but isn't it hard to remember, like favorite one?
Well,
I
mean, for me, if I use my telephone, I never use those buttons to
never?
Neither
oh.
Do I.
Oh. Okay, no, maybe not.
If
yeah.
I don't do it, maybe old people.
No, maybe elderly people.
Yeah.
Right, they don't like new features, so maybe not. Well, play pause. I don't know if it's usable.
It's not
anymore for TV. Right, on, off. I don't know, did I miss any other buttons? Basic buttons? I couldn't think of any other, especially not for TV.
Just on the front as well, yeah, that's the only thing.
Next and previous. Previous I know, but next channel?
Just the channel, what I mean is
like a web
6,
browser?
7, 8.
Oh, okay. But, there's also a button to go to the channel you've been before, like a web browser.
I know, I don't have.
Yeah, I know what it is, but I think it's all different.
Yeah, I don't
for
think you use that.
Yeah.
Only when you want to go to. Yeah, just use. When you want to switch between channels all the time.
How
yeah.
do you want to do it? Like, if you have a channel above 10, normally you can press 1.
Yeah, I think especially for older elderly people, use the standard button. So you have that.
The 10 plus.
Yeah, the 10 plus button.
Okay.
just one pressing or quickly after each other.
Okay.
To just keep it simple and standard features.
Yeah, wouldn't it be a problem to, because you have to be fast enough, maybe the elderly people?
Maybe, but I think that's in the TV as well. That's how the TV handles it. But you can have a button that says two stripes, so you have
but
5 seconds period to press those two buttons.
And what Paul says, it's not the remote control that makes the TV do one, two. It's the TV who depends that it must be 2 seconds or 3 seconds or 1 second that you must type.
So
one.
If you have a universal TV controller, you need that one button that has two stripes, so you have a period of, I don't know, 5 seconds to press those buttons, and that enough for elderly people to look one to press and aim. And
but do we still need a two-level remote control? Because if you only have
it's
that
only for television now.
So
well,
I don't think so.
No.
I just thought of another one. Most things in modern TVs are also on the menu.
Yeah.
So we also need a menu button, and then a navigation. But we can integrate that with volume and previous and next. So you have.
I think you really have to divide between functions you often use, like maybe switch channels and volume and that kind of things, and the menu button, because you almost never use the menu button.
Yeah,
so
okay. But,
maybe it's still a good idea, I'm not sure. You also have to use a mute button.
Yeah, mute button, yes.
Maybe,
yeah, I
don't know where you have to put it.
Yeah, well, I think that's a later step. We just now have to figure out what to put on,
okay,
what we're going to use.
Yeah.
And later we can do the design. Okay, no, my personal preference is using the standards, basic. I think that we should stand out unique, being unique with the design. So we have to, I don't know, make a different shape than usual. So when you are in the shop and you see our TV controller hanging, that it stands out, not just in a row and you see all the same remote controls.
It has to be different colors, or?
I don't know, different colors.
Maybe we can get it out in different colors. We can choose.
It's like an
iMac
or something.
Yeah, well, why not?
That's fancy. That's
so it looks cheap as well, because it's a small thing, so it looks very cheap if you make it.
Well, maybe you can look at mobile phones.
Oh, you
another phone.
Huh?
Yeah, we have to look at mobile phones.
They're designed very well, and well, basically are the same, just a bit smaller. I think you can't make a TV controller too small, because then you will always lose it. But, well, I think that's a good example.
Okay, you have to hurry up a bit.
Okay, so. Well,
you finished?
Yeah, we discussed that.
Okay. Well, the working design. The method I use is search the web. Just a web page provided. Basically, I'm not very technical educated, but I could figure it out. Basically, what happens is you press a button, then the circuit gets closed by pressing the button, like a switch. And by closing that certain circuit, the chip knows what button is pressed, so like you press one, that circuit is closed, and then the chip produces a pattern, like Morse code, to and sends that to the LED. That's the light emitting diode, I think. And the light emitting diode is producing infrared light. That's invisible to the human eye, and transmit that to the TV.
However, there's also a visible diode that's blinking red if you look in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another diode, I believe, because infrared is not visible. So that's two different
so
things.
So we also have to let.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure if it's the same thing.
And it's just to indicate that it's transmitted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So or just the green one, because it's, if you use it, it's green, not red. It's green.
Yeah.
I think it indicates that it's active. It's not.
Yeah, when
yeah,
you press it, so
it's just the
so red shows up like something's wrong, and green is like it's okay. Mm.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe
on most remote controls, it's red.
Yeah.
So
yes.
Yeah.
So
maybe, well, we don't have to make red, maybe integrate it into the design as well.
Yeah, the whole remote control becomes green if you press a button. That's cool.
Yeah, oh, maybe it's
I think the batteries will be
now we have
a little
recharge.
Yeah, okay. Maybe
we can still make that.
But it doesn't have to be red, it's just to indicate something.
Yeah, that is working. That's not,
yeah,
not the batteries are low.
It's not very important.
Green,
yeah, just to indicate it's working.
So
and the receptor in the TV senses the pattern. So we have to understand what patterns are used to, you know, to make it universal, so that it can be used with all the TVs. We have to really understand what patterns are used, so we can. Otherwise, it won't work.
So we have to. Make buttons for that as well? To make
no,
the
chip is producing the pattern. So we have to make a chip that produces patterns to,
okay,
you know,
an automatic search function for each television.
Yeah,
so
or I don't know how it exactly how it works. It wasn't explained there.
Well,
I
use a universal remote control and. Beforehand, you have a list of all the TVs you have, etc. And you have to put in a number,
yeah,
so it works on your TV.
Okay.
Oh, I have a modern one. And the modern one, you type search, and the LED begins to blink. And after a short time, the television turns off. And then you know, oh, it's the right one, and you can stop it. And then it's
okay.
So you don't have to search for your television or your code.
Okay.
It searches the pattern for itself.
Okay, yeah. So we have to make a bit more intelligent chip than the standard one, because
yes.
You have to. Yeah.
I just say, can you just say it again? Because I was looking at
okay.
Sure.
Well, you have this chip that's, when the circuit is closed,
mm-hmm.
produces the pattern. But basically, for brands of TV, these patterns are different. So like when you press a 1 on one TV, it goes in 1. And on the other TV, it won't work, basically. So basically what you have to do is get these patterns right.
Yeah.
And that can be done by just changing this pattern all the time. And what he's doing when he's configuring this pattern, this chip, is trying to switch off the television. And when it's switched off, you can push a button. It's working now. So and then he saves that setting.
Okay.
And then it's working.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Well, the components. Yeah, this is a bit technical, and I was a little short on time. But I think I understand it. The energy source is the battery, basically.
Yeah.
That's connecting to all the components because it has to be fed with energy. Okay. The subcomponent is. I think it is the button pressed. So basically, when you press a button, a switch gets closed. And that's connecting to a chip, so the chip knows what button you pressed. And the chip sends out the pattern to the infrared bulb. I didn't put the description by this one. This is a normal bulb, so the normal flashing light.
Okay, so that's the
net. Yeah.
Yeah, and this is a LED too, but this one is producing infrared light,
Yeah.
it's invisible, and this one is producing normal light.
So we can make the normal one also a normal light, not a LED light, it's a normal
Yeah.
flash up your
If you use the buttons, both of them works, but one you can't see and one indicates that you use a button.
Yeah, but yeah. Because when you press a button and it doesn't work, can basically if the battery is low, it won't
Yeah.
work.
Yeah.
So you have to indicate that it's
maybe you have to put a small light around the button you push, so you see green if you push that button.
I
That's a
think
good
it's
idea.
unnecessary power you use there.
Maybe if you do that, you know that you're sending a signal,
Okay.
and it's you
It doesn't
also
have to
know
be
which button.
on the wall remote control, it has to be flat.
Yeah, that's right.
Everywhere and then.
Does it make any difference for the energy use? It
No,
still
I don't
won't
think so,
happen.
but yeah, it will look different, and I think we need to find something else.
It looks different, yeah.
Yeah. Because otherwise we will just make another standard, and our motto also is.
So that's beneath the buttons.
Yeah, or around the buttons, or in the buttons even.
Yeah, but like when you push it,
Yeah, then more than you
yeah,
can see it.
you have your finger over the button, so you can see.
It must be around in there.
Yeah, or maybe on top of the green light
Yeah,
is flashing.
not here, but
Yeah,
here.
there, yeah.
Same as a telephone or a mobile phone. Or
Yeah, I was thinking about that. On a mobile phone in the dark,
it lights up, everything lights up. That's a good
lights
idea.
up,
Yeah.
why ain't that on a remote control?
It only takes a little energy.
Yeah,
So.
but the
Okay.
mobile phone, the phone can be with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's a good idea for people as well.
Yeah, if you're in the dark, you can't see them.
It's only a few LEDs, only four or something. Four LEDs.
No, I don't know, but if we use a battery station, which I think we will use.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
Okay.
we'll have enough power to.
Everything agreed? Everyone agrees with that one?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll pause at under the home station, and let them to call the remote control.
Okay. But you have to make a sound device in it then.
Yeah, there must be sound in it.
Yeah, maybe it's that's a little too hard to make, especially for that kind of money. Because it's
No, 25
it has
euros
to
I think we can.
Yeah, the production cost is 12 and a half.
12 and a half, okay. But we only have to make it for television then.
Yeah, okay.
We must have something special.
We also have remote controls with a lot of options, but we lose about 90% of those options. So I think you can.
We have to give our customers some extras.
Yeah.
I think we will save money with that.
Okay, you're almost finished, or?
Yeah, the personal preference, I didn't fill it out because it was short on time. But basically what we could do too is have a Bluetooth integration.
Yeah, I just want to talk to them about some more, so maybe.
Yeah? So this oh sorry what's that? So oh sorry. We have some new project requirements. Let's have a look what we are.
Teletext has become outdated since the popularity of the internet, so a teletext option. Maybe we have to skip that one.
I think a lot of people even say
Yeah, and
teletext.
it's on your it's on your television, it's only one button, so
Yeah.
you definitely should use it. Yeah, what I told you, the remote control should only be used for television, so that's maybe just one. And the 40 plus people I told you. Oh no, sorry, oh this is a problem. The new product should reach a new market with customers are the younger than 40, so it should be flashy or
Okay.
more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about
Yes.
that, I just didn't read it. So did you make some decision about that?
We have to make some nice features, I think. thin in the dark is a good way to make more like monochrome, more modern. That's important, I think.
LCD doesn't work for 12.5 years, I think.
Yeah, and I don't think it's very usable in remote control, especially when you only have TV function.
Mm-hmm.
So
I don't think you'll use it often because you can see on the television what
I'm watching the channel one. Okay.
I think that's not usable. So, but what other features can we do?
Yeah, I think you have to make it a bit flashy and popular, and then the usability is not that required because, like in the mobile phones, usability is not that good.
Some of you have something to read about. Speech recognition, but you said one and the television turns on one. Is that reachable? Mm-hmm. That's better. That's reachable. That's who?
That's
12.
Yeah.
12. Only the numbers, only numbers. Furthermore, nothing. But only the numbers, 1 to 20 or something. That should be cool.
Yeah, maybe we have to integrate it as well. If it's possible.
If it's possible, I don't know.
I don't think it's very expensive, actually.
Yeah.
You only have a microphone.
Yeah,
I didn't have
but
information
it has
about
to work. Does it have to work only in English or in Dutch too?
No,
or
maybe.
That's a problem.
And
only in English.
But
yeah,
I don't know how it works then. Just your
the
supply
in
the center of the room and you can hear your screen from wherever. One, television channel
and
one.
We have to think about that. But do we do it? It's
I don't know. So is it very usable? That's what I'm looking at.
Do you have to speak in like in thing or
maybe it's too hard to realize that we have short time to put it on the market. So we have to do a lot of testing before we can do that.
Yeah.
We can make just another bug.
Indeed, the languages are difficult in because
I don't think it's useful enough to take the effort to design something with speech recognition.
And also, if you have a good speech recognition, you can just throw the.
If someone says, give me one Coke, and the TV turns on to one, it's not.
That's the right moment. Maybe it's TV channel one. Not just one.
Okay, that becomes because that's very hard for speech recognition.
Well, I don't know, but I don't think it's just dangerous or not.
So we have to make the decisions so that we can see
on the
so we have to know what we're going to put on. Do we make a light under the numbers and everything? If you press something, it lights up for a few seconds so you can see what buttons there are.
Okay. Yeah.
And what else do you have?
Also the one in the dark. So it lights up when it's dark.
Yeah, but I thought that would be the same.
It doesn't work all the time.
Yes, that's what
it work only when you use it. So
or you can
you
switch it on or something.
No,
or
if
maybe
you use one
it,
button,
yeah.
It must turn on
for
20
seconds.
Yeah, that's
right. That's
then it must turn on.
Yeah, that's right. That's what it's the same as a telephone.
Yeah, alright. Yeah.
Do we use what's it called? Like an iMac that you look through it?
Maybe just as an option, like we discussed, like iPad, different colors, or maybe use even different fonts, like phones.
Okay, so
just
make it
that's cool.
As an option.
And so the buttons we have, it's normal. We put the simple buttons on the top, probably the more the complicated buttons.
We don't really have any.
Yeah, maybe you have the. When you use teletext, you can press a green and a red button to go to the next one.
I think the buttons are very easy. You have those standard buttons for yourself. So
but maybe you can put the options of teletext on the second level of the remote control because you do almost have to use it.
Teletext options are only 4 buttons or something.
Yeah, but younger people, I think. More often use the internet and elderly people often use teletext.
Yeah, that's
I use teletext every day.
just keep it one level, then.
Yeah, yeah, one level. And I think Klaus don't have that many buttons. I think the design is not important. You can integrate the buttons in the design very much. Because if there are single buttons, if you put one above it, it's still.
We're going to have a lunch break.
How long is lunch break?
So yeah, you know what you have to do. This is it. This is it. You get your meal and everything. So.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. 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 Yeah